6 weeks, I think it was. We were getting a bit of fan mail.
Who got laid?
We were late.
Laid.
Laid off, but we're back. We're back again from the shed this week.
Edit that shit out.
Cheers to that.
Yeah.
The last hurrah.
Well, good to be back.
So, the same panel, as always, we've got the Birdman, Birdship. How are you?
Good to be back, Casey Kasem.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
I'm liking the new laptop. This is Bashers Broadcast 2.0.
And the loosest man in Pushy, Dean Laptop.
Yeah, still alive.
And the guest Basher, all the way from Las Vegas, Circus. He's in the house.
Oh, that's my intro? Fuck, that is classic.
Anyway, we've got a fucking truckload to catch up on. So we will kick on. It's a huge amount to get through, so we'll push on to the Lumberjack reports from all the games on this.
So I get comfortable because this might take about 3 or 4 hours.
Anyway, I think we'll start with the Nanjing Tour. That never got covered.
Can I just interrupt for a minute? Can we do all my questions first so I can go to my girlfriend's birthday?
Absolutely not. So we'll start off with the Nanjing Tour. Lucy, we'll chuck it over to you to give us the report on what happened on the bus on the way up.
I don't remember. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, mate, I don't know, but tell us what happened.
I do remember a bit because I'm the one who had to send Mao all the updates as I was tweeting the entire time. Bashers went on Twitter for the first time.
Only thing I remember is sitting on that bus for 5 hours in traffic getting SMSs from... What's his nickname? Katie... Where are you? Well, I'm on the friggin' bus. You know where I am. Stupid question. Move on.
Oh, well, you can't blame Nanjing for being excited. Everyone was there. They were jumping out of their skin. They were ready. Raji was ready.
Oh, Rajasthan.
We'll get to that later. On the bus.
Oh, it was wonderful.
As I was saying, we were on Twitter, and then...
We only got lost once.
And then about a month after, China blocked Twitter. Not saying... Just saying.
I'm throwing it out there.
It's still going out, right?
They read it.
Yeah.
They thought we... Yeah, absolutely.
We have to stop this.
Absolutely. No, it was one.
Not the first time the Bashers have been attempted to be muzzled. Yes. Not saying any names, Mr. Ted Malice.
Oh, and...
I don't even know who that is, but it's funny.
Anyway, so we'll kick on to...
Well, that's...
Game day.
Of the bus, there were two things that we should mention on the bus. One was that we stopped at what has to be the largest rest stop toilet area any of us have ever seen.
That was a very loose toilet sign, huh?
And then the second point that we should raise is that...
Well, you see, Lognell, he's quite particular about where he goes.
Hygiene.
We noticed that when we stopped at Santa Fe, he kind of crawled around in the green. You know, he stalked around looking for just the right spots to relieve himself.
Stalker.
Snake in the grass.
And the second is, of course, we had a guest on our bus, Mr. Rajiv... Oh, what was his name?
Raj Sibha.
Rajasthan. Oh, Raj. Can I say that Raj got rocked up in a suit? Thai, typical buddy. What is he?
I don't know.
South African.
Racialist. I'm talking about what does he do for a job?
Oh, mate, he's an investment banker.
Yeah, exactly. Typical investment banker doing his stuff. Gets on there, has two.
No, he works for Austin Morris.
But that's not real banker. Fucking investment banking.
He's one of those.
Those are the
cunts. Caught you
exactly.
Up.
I was telling a story.
Anyway, go on, Rajasthan.
I forget now. No, Rajasthan had two.
And you wonder why Raj wanted to fight him.
Yeah, exactly. Well, coming to that, Raj has.
Now I want to fight him more. Now I know he works for fucking Austin Morris.
Oh! It's been put out there, Raj.
I don't mean it, Raj. I love you. I love you. You're a big man.
Ooh. Well, we'll talk to you later. Last
night. Yeah. He likes a bit, man.
Yeah. Moving on anyway.
I'd like to put it to all three of you. What was the feeling when you walked through doors into Jimmy's bar? Could you feel the buzz? Were you loving it?
Yeah. Like
we felt the love. We also felt the immense pressure and sort of under the thumbness.
Jimmy's bar.
Being placed on us by one of our own.
What is this joint, Jimmy's bar?
It's a classic establishment in a rural area.
I think before we go any further, somebody needs to explain the bathroom situation in Jimmy's bar.
Yeah, go Hammer.
Well, I think it's...
I was a bit disappointed.
I didn't see as many whores as I expected.
Well, Jimmy's bar luckily shares the toilet with a very big hooker establishment. And if you can get to the toilet and get back on your first attempt, that's doing pretty well.
Which we all did.
Without being
solicited. Which we all did. So what that raises the question, were we that bad? Yeah. Or did we just, or was the
Wait
fact
a minute.
That we...
I think they were just trying to clean things up for the bashers.
Is it about getting there and back without being solicited, or getting there and back without you soliciting?
Oh, I don't know. Good question. I don't know. I think Jimmy's bar tried to clean up their act for the nose in the air fucking Shanghai Ran coming in.
Oh, no. Unnecessary.
The rural guys got out the old brooms and swept away the riffraff, you might say.
that's lovely.
Anyway,
it was a good Friday night.
Oars have a place in society as well.
And everyone was pretty boozed up when they got there, but I think one of the things that everyone will remember from the night was the fight that never happened.
The confrontation, not the fight that never happened.
Circus, can you tell us your side of the story?
I thought the guy's name was actually Raj.
It is.
No, it's not. His name's like fucking Derek or Steve or some shit.
Dylan,
there you go. All shit names. But anyway. I gotta introduce Raj, and what I do is I'm basically a cunt most of the time, especially when I'm fucking pissed. So I meet Raj, and I'm like, Raji! Raji becomes Rajasthan! And he didn't really like it. So, I mean, he didn't like it, and then I didn't like him not liking it, so then there was the loggerheads, and that's all I got to say about that.
What happened though? I mean,
what happened?
He doesn't remember.
Yeah, I remember.
All I'm going to say is Jimmy didn't get a shirt off. Jimmy only gets a shirt off when it's going to kick off. Yeah. Anyway, we've got Raji Boy's number. We'll chuck it in and we'll give him a ring.
I haven't talked to Raji in a while.
Is he the night shift in the call centre? Oh, it's not connecting.
That guy kicked him out of the club for the way that
Hello.
Hey, Dylan! You still on the train, mate? Or what are you doing?
Hello, mate! How you doing? Hammer time!
Oh, he's into it now!
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Raji boy. Listen, can you give us a lowdown on what you thought the weekend was like in Nanjing? The cricket?
Man, I thought it was absolutely brilliant, man. It was good for Nanjing, good effort, Hamish. Yeah. I got feedback from some of the guys. I was saying so. I'm not sure if you remember the Pakistan guy that was playing for Blue Sky.
Oh, yeah, those wankers. Yeah, I remember.
Well, they organised the whole thing, didn't they?
Amir. They were talking about starting a cricket team there, like, you know, a small league of their own. I think they don't have much for a league, but it inspired them a bit, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And have you got over your injuries that you sustained while you were batting?
Man, you know, I promise you, my fucking hand is still fucked, mate.
Oh,
I can't even wank properly.
Oh, Raji, boy.
Can I just explain something to you? If you hurt your hand, that doesn't give you the right to call for a runner.
Yeah, that's right. You can't get a runner. Oh, mate. And all right, one more question.
Yeah, I call for a runner.
All right, Raji boy, I'll tell you one thing. Remember the first night at Jimmy's, there was a bit of an incident. We kicked that guy out of the club.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We kicked him out of the club, that guy. He's just been... He's
oh, really?
Been, yeah, oh, mate, he's been trying to beat everyone up.
Raji.
You're serious? Oh, but he was being a bit of a prick that night.
No! Raji, hang on. Raji, Dino, mate. Are you there, Raji?
Is he there? Is he listening to this?
No, he's not here.
No, we've sent him home.
We've gave him his marching orders.
He's all gone, mate. Listen,
back to Mochiweka.
But get it, vent your anger now, mate. Do it.
Yeah, tell us your side of that story, mate.
No, you know what? As far, I can't remember, mate. I can't remember. I just remember standing next to him, him saying something fucking stupid. I obviously drank a bit too much as well, but I think he was being a bit of a dick anyway.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Margie, you drank two beers. Is that too much? Or what? Come on.
Hey, what's up, mate?
Hey.
Go, Margie.
Okay.
Raji,
hey, Emma, are you going to be in Shanghai on Saturday, mate?
Raji, I've got no time to start making social fucking appointments at the moment. I'm doing the podcast. But could you tell us?
Could you
tell us, have you found a cricket team in Beijing yet or not?
Yes, man, they're called the Devils.
Oh, the Devils.
You're the devil in the sky.
We've got one more special guest that's got one last
Rajasthan.
Thing to say to you.
You know who this is, Rajasthan?
Who's that, mate?
It's that fucking prick from New Zealand that that gave you. I thought we made our peace, mate. Have we not made our peace?
How you doing?
Do I have to come back to Nanjing and smoke your ass?
Smoke my ass? Look at you using such big words, mate. How you doing?
It's on! Booyah!
Mate, I thought we had something special going, Rajasthan. Yeah, do I have to come back there and smoke your ass, fool? I'll do it. Nah, I love you. But you call me a prick.
Mate,
what the fuck, man?
Yeah, of course, man. You're gonna whip my ass. Oh my god.
Hey, I'm glad
nice
you.
One,
I'm, glad
nice
you I'm glad you. I'm glad you accept that I could whoop your ass.
Anyway,
yeah, you can. You're the stronger man, mate. You must stronger. You're the guy.
Hey, I love you, man. Just. It's okay.
Mate, all the love, mate. It's about the game, man.
All right, anyway, just take it easy on him. He's got
Hammer.
Two hands and he can't run away.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I think now's my time to attack.
You guys are
anyway, Dylan, we'll let you go, mate, but you can be our Beijing correspondent.
Absolutely, man. Listen, if you guys are in Shanghai this weekend, send me an email, man.
Nobody sent him your email. He works for Austin Morris. You get 1,000 back.
Raji, come to the shed. We'll be here for you, mate.
Yeah. All right, anyway, good on you. Good on you, Raji, mate.
Call,
take it easy.
Okay, take care.
See ya.
Okay, bye.
So after the Friday night, all the boys fronted up for the bus on Saturday morning, which was...
Except for Circus.
Yeah, missed the bus.
Remember,
missed the bus.
Asked the bus to come pick him up.
Oh.
Hey, the bus decided that we weren't going to come pick him up and he had to take a taxi to the field.
That was terrible. Anyway, we went on our
Skippy.
There.
Skippy heard about Circus and didn't want to pick him up. Didn't want that man in his bus.
Hey, you should have come pick me up. That's bullshit.
Anyway, when Circus decided to drag his ass out to the field, we started to play. First, we had to roll the mat. And what was your guys' first impression of the ground?
Rural.
Very rural.
And that is giving it a very...
didn't see any snakes.
Optimistic...
No snakes.
I liked the pitch.
No snakes, as promised. Anyway,
plenty of dinosaur bones.
Not many people were going to say that they liked the pitch, but I liked the pitch. It suited my type of bowling, which is random. It had some that skipped along and it had some that bounced up, and that's what I liked.
So the first game was the 20-over match between the Salty Ducks and the Bashers. Was it the President's 11?
Yes.
I think the Salty Ducks went into bat first. Scott Brown opened the batting.
dropped
first ball, I think, by...
We bowled first.
Yeah, I was batting for the Salty Ducks. So I think I got out cheekily.
You were dropped first ball and then you were bowled fourth ball.
Yeah, and then the rest of the team went down pretty quickly until Arjuna Rarotunga came in.
That's right.
Rarotunga, remember he came in?
The stodgy, big
bloke with the ponytail.
Went down like the bitches at the back of Jimmy's bar.
And he decided that he would have a crack at the short square leg boundary.
Of the oxygen and defibrillator.
Anyway, in the end, Rarotunga put on a bit of a stand with another couple of the Salty Ducks, and I think we ended up getting about one
sixes. There weren't a lot running between the wickets.
Yeah, I think it was about 120. And then, I think just to keep it short, the Bashers chased it down pretty easy with the President. He got 50, didn't he?
49.
49.
He didn't go out.
Hey, does our bowling not get a mention there? Because that was some superb bowling.
Yeah.
For me.
Oh.
As hungover as I was,
I want to say what Circus is referring to is getting knocked for six and then walking back saying, now I'm going to fucking take your head off.
You were abusing the umpire the whole time.
Mate, I was still drunk. What do you expect?
Nothing less.
So, you've seen me
when I'm not drunk.
Yeah, wait, now, but one must mention that on the pitch, there was a moment when Dylan, a.k.a. Raj Sivit, had to walk on to face
Rajasthan.
And there was a bit of a bromance.
Hey, we forgave each other's indiscretions of the night before.
Do you guys still remember each other's indiscretions?
Hey, I'm a good dude.
Anyway,
Rajasthan's. Anyway, go on.
Anyway, after the Coventry Shield that has never turned up and never been presented, but has never been.
What's happened to the Shield? Are they still carving it out?
Yeah, I think so.
You were having a laugh. Yeah. Where is the Shield?
The Shield is still, I think, in the woodwork rooms at the NIS school, mate. Anyway, we move on to the Sixers tournament. First game up was the NIS Golden Bales, which was the international school, which was just a bunch of old teachers up against the Jimmy's Bogans.
Well, those guys gave you the lip.
Yeah, they were giving me a bit of lip early on, and then Jimmy's Bogans went down. Then
that would happen regularly.
As is their wont. Coached by who? Coached by Jimmy, who rocked up to the grand and said, what sport are they playing?
And after that, well, the first Sixers game, the Bashers played each other. It was the inside leg against the Purple Haze.
A very controversial four-over match.
Right? Yes.
Yeah.
And the Purple Haze actually come out on top. So the drugs do work, you might say.
It was a close game. It was close.
It came down to the last ball.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Longdong bowled a maiding in that.
Yeah,
and Tank 32 not out. Some classic baseball shots there, too.
32 from how many balls, Tank?
Seven, I think.
Yeah,
32 from seven balls, that's got to be bullshit.
Having a laugh.
Anyway, we don't want to divulge too much into all of the other scores, but it was, I don't know, the day went on.
You're not going to mention
hot. What we need to say is
it was 40 degrees.
It was very, very hot, and there was very questionable barbecue.
Moving on, we had...
What exactly was that barbecue, though?
It was supposed to be German horse sausage, but I think it was, horse, so, but a raccoon.
German. Yeah. Seriously, the Jaguar was there. He looked at that and said, no, fuck.
In all due respect, was that before or after the Jaguar had his stroke?
It was before. It was maybe the shock of the barbecue led somehow to having the stroke. I wouldn't be surprised. There could be a lawsuit coming too.
I think it might have been the stroking.
I had that cocked meat German sausage just before I vomited and went into bed. It was disgusting. It was great.
Anyway, the whole report, because we've already bogged down and we've got to get through like 20 games.
Edit.
Highlights. Then give us highlights.
We had sushi on the night.
Thank you, 3G.
We had sushi on the night. We invited the bus driver. He did not come.
Skippy. Get stuck.
Even though he drove around for like 30 minutes looking for a place where he could park.
In torrential rain.
Downpour.
Dual flame displays to put the local expats off their sushi. Sunday followed with more heat. No dodgy barbecue. Bashers
Subway.
Pretty much giving everyone beer because no one had brought their own. And a final match between Bashers, which was now a Bashers all-star team.
Left standing.
Bashers left standing.
It's like the Royal Rumble.
I can't believe
that I was in that team because I was...
Versus the Nanjing Nongmen, who apparently, according to local media reports, the entire day.
The Nongmen won it in the end, and some pretty good performances too.
Azim, who was man of the match and got a Bashers jersey. Well deservedly,
and the Derridice got an award
and
as well.
Derridice for man of the tournament.
Yeah.
What?
Well, that's just because he took so long.
and I also think that he was one of the only Nanjing contingent that actually pitched in and helped cleaning up and with some of the organizing, since if bashers show up and pretty much run the tournament.
If there's ever, if there is ever a sympathy prize, no offense, Dara.
Dara.
Anyway, I would like everyone to go to a website called Hello Nanjing and have a look at the Bogans Heroes press release, because the Nanjing Nongming that won the tournament put a two-page spread in a local magazine claiming they organised the whole event.
Can I
that's not all. That is not cricket at all.
Anyway, well, there you go.
Hello Nanjing, check it out.
Alright, moving on.
Moving on.
Pleasure versus the hot dog. Circus, in five sentences, than four paragraphs, tell us.
You get a cock out.
Okay, five sentences.
What?
We bowled and fielded real good. That's a bump. We had a bump just there.
A fist bump.
Birdshit's computer that had been lost but found in the bushes, had been in the bushes for 6 weeks, got stolen by a Chinese dude that got run down by me and another American dude called MVP.
He came.
Awesome.
Oh, fuck. And you know, two?
That's two sentences. After that, we batted and we had 130 to chase, which we were in reach.
We should have got.
We had a stand-in player from the business team, a ringer.
Ollie.
Fucking Ollie, man. All he had to do was get six sixes from six balls.
Easy.
Well, that, not much
six sixes.
Simple.
Six sixes from the last over.
Seriously.
Goes out there
and blocks the first ball.
Defensive shot. What the fuck are you gonna do?
Getting his iron.
That was his second failure for the day. First failure was watching the fucking gear while Birdshit's computer got stolen.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on. Finally, we got back to the boo. Lucy had his chirp on because he was drunk, like a drunk person like a hobo, drunk like a hobo. And he wanted a cock measuring competition. And I just fucking whipped it out and destroyed.
Alright, and moving on.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
That's the match report.
There was a distinct lack of cricket in that match report.
He said that Stassi...
Are we bashers or are we cricketers?
No, he said that Stassi went out and blocked the first ball.
Yeah.
When six were needed off the last six.
Look, if you wanna get a definitive match report, go to the blog, check out what I wrote.
BashersCC.org/blog. That's BashersCC.org.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Did we win?
We lost with style.
And did we win the drinking competition?
We won the drinking competition and we won the racial diversity competition.
High five!
I would also like to bring up the fact that we batted, we didn't bowl him, but we batted American, I think, fifth or sixth in the order, and the opposing team ran him at Stumped him.
Didn't even know what he was doing.
I was actually umpiring at that stage, and I said...
Didn't see anything. You missed the ball.
Not particularly, but I said, he is a new cricketer.
Prior to the stumping.
Would you give him... Yes. And then when he was up, would you give him another chance? Of course not.
I thought they were hot dogs, didn't they?
They were.
Second match report, we don't have anybody from the business side here, but they beat the hated rivals, K2.
You were there, it was a thrashing.
And Moose was here too, and there was a bit of controversy, or controversy at the most, but most people say.
I was meant to write the actual lumberjack report.
Tell me about the fight.
I love a good fight. And how much did it cost you to get someone else to write it for you?
Bit of a tickle.
So dick.
Exactly. But I don't, the truth is, I don't remember really too much from that day. All I remember
is... it was a good sound walloping, basically.
We flogged them. I remember Phil taking it filthy.
Filthy.
Taking a catch.
No, he didn't take it.
And it was Sam.
It was Oscar.
Oscar.
Was it?
Yeah.
But yeah. But Filthy took offence to something that went on over the sidelines just behind Oscar while he was trying to take the catch.
Okay.
And
because the guy...
Well, we had a bit of a Circus Raj situation.
I heard it was more American bench clearing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very baseball. It was...
That was going to be a fight.
Which gave massively. Rise to the infamous phrase, but you're one of us.
Oh, racialism.
According to Zach.
I'm adding that to the dictionary tomorrow. Anyway.
That's it. That's for the lumberjack. I think we're good.
We're gonna have a little look back in history in the broadcast here now. To the Jaguar Club and Broadcast 10, when we were talking about the 2020 World Cup or whatever it was called.
Some predictions were made.
The Wayback Machine.
And through the magic of television, we're going to have a listen to that right now.
Can't show you.
Can we get, do we have that music?
Well, you just done it.
I'm going to put out there, I think, New Zealand will win it.
No. They'll make the semi-finals and lose.
That's, Dino?
Are the Stoners playing?
They are in there.
Well, they'll come last.
Who do you think will win?
No, seriously. Of course Australia's got a good chance, mate.
So you think they'll win?
Yeah, this stage, yes.
2020.
Yeah. I want to go toward the Westies, but I think their strengths lie in one day of Test cricket, so I'm going to go with India.
Yeah. What's up?
No, I think Aussies will be cohesive enough, right?
Yeah.
The real good.
Watch out for dark horses like Sri Lanka. I'm a
Well, Pakistan could be greedy. But, I would say at this stage, safest bet would be India. Well, okay, we heard that.
We did hear that. Dino,
geez, that television's magic, isn't it?
Yeah, Dino, your predictions.
Gibberish.
Definitely Australia would
obviously
win.
Obviously gibberish. I mean,
well, I think the worst part of that was you said the Stoners were going to be rubbish, and look what happened.
You know what, Peter Drennan.
Drenno.
Lovely.
Do you think our over of members and...
Well, hang on.
Fire in the belly for
easy.
Because
I think so.
Hang on, easy. Listen, let's Drenno on the next podcast.
Well, I think he's key. We'll talk to him again.
And he wants to talk to us. I know he wants to talk to us.
He'll still be sobering up from Lords. So let's give him another month or so.
Absolutely horrible.
And then we'll talk to him again.
Move on.
How did you go?
I went for New Zealand. I thought that McCallum at the top of the order, the John Daly of cricket, Jesse Ryder, and Ross Taylor would be enough firepower for our...
But none of them were there.
We didn't get there. I think we got knocked out in the quarterfinals, which is better than Australia.
I obviously picked the wrong team from South Asia because I went with India, and they also got knocked out quite easily.
Yeah, well, I kind of picked them as well.
You pushed, I believe.
But I did make a mention of the eventual winners.
So you had a dollar each way. So
you're a bit of cashmere.
I think I'm a bit of cashmere.
Well, you are.
Cashmere sweater?
We saw the bodies hit on.
Where's our studio producer and the Led Zeppelin in the background?
So moving on from that, let's see how our predictions go. There's one test left in the Ashes.
For all the marbles.
Let's start our Ashes report backwards and say the final test at the Oval.
Well, it's probably the worst, it's pretty a horrible Ashes series thus far.
Well, I think it's the worst Australian team we've seen for a long time. But possibly not the worst English team.
England's got to be pretty happy to win at Lord's for the first time since the 1930s.
If England win, they've done well.
Yeah.
That's all I can say.
All I've got to say.
I think Australia will win.
What if England
after
pushes?
That,
what if England pushes and Australia retains? Is that a win for England or
no,
a loss?
No,
it's a loss.
After losing outright the last game, Australia will win the next test.
They've got momentum, you reckon?
Absolutely.
My
losing outright, absolute getting flogged.
Move on. Australia wins
K2
the Ashes.
Style.
Move on.
My question to you is, if you're England, is it worse to lose the last game or to draw the last game and therefore not retain and not win the Ashes?
They won't even draw. They get flogged in the last game.
But I'm asking, is it worse to draw or worse to lose?
Because at
the end of the day, you still lose the Ashes.
No, it's
worse.
You've got to
play to win the Ashes.
No,
if you don't play to win the Ashes and then it's a draw, then it's a noble fight.
It's better
to lose trying to win than
to play
for a draw. Absolutely.
Of course, absolutely, because they have to win this test
to win
the Ashes.
Can I put something here? I'll put it maybe a bit of results to the side. But after the third test, which the English won convincingly.
Second test.
Lily Allen on her Twitter page put up that she wanted a bit of grey and onion.
Oh, she wanted a bit of onion.
Yeah, and I'd say, I reckon he's a sight for sore eyes.
Oh, hello.
No, but I would say, do you think that might have put them off? Do you think that could have put them off?
She's not the prettiest side, is she?
Do you think we should Twitter Lily Allen from the Bachelors?
Maybe we could. But I'm just saying, once she twittered and said,
get her out for the 6 weeks.
I want some graham onions. Do you think that could have put the team off? Put them into a bit of a slide?
Fucking hell, what a...
Well, it's true. It was
Twitter.
Yeah, well, it was well publicised in the world media that Lily Allen wanted a bit of onions. And
well,
I think that could have really put the side off.
As an American, I have no idea what that means.
All I can say is, give me more wine and good luck, Australia.
I would put this to you. I've loved it. As I said when I was in England, get a bit of fucking Siddle up you. I'm loving Siddle, and he's bringing back a bit of McDermott, a bit of aggression.
He is.
And he's a mongrel. Oh.
Well, Stuart Clark.
Amazing.
Day one of the fifth test starts on...
Oh, it's a wee week ago.
I think it's on Thursday next week.
I'm going to use this forum then to posit the social director. Do we have anything planned for the opening day of the fifth test?
Absolutely.
Oh, we're moving on to the drinks break.
Oh, we have so much more than the Ashes to cover.
Oh, well, let's go back then. I would like to put in
an hour. That was such a great segue.
We missed all of the Freddie Flintoff amazing performances. He's broken.
Let's just talk about the...
What's happening? What's coming out?
Test, day five. Batting out. All Australia needs to do is take a wicket.
Well, you see, Monty's performed. His one deed for the entire series. They dropped him afterwards. He batted for an hour and scored 7 runs, which is not bad.
It's just very turtle-like.
Batted at the first test, right?
Yeah, he won it.
He won
match,
the test.
Match winning performance,
match
that one.
Performance. Man of the match.
Who knows left, man?
I think he should retire.
Yeah, well, I actually was standing outside the Walkabout pub in London watching The Origin, and ITV came up to me with a microphone.
What?
Said, where are you from? I said, Tassie. And they said, are you over for the Ashes? I said, yes, I am.
I'm ringing Danny.
They said, what do you think about the last test that they've just drawn? And I said, the way the Australians were bowling, they wouldn't have even got Peter Doherty banged up out for a couple of overs.
Did it get airtime?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
They know my media pedigree. The fact that you lied about nearly everything to the media in an effort to get on TV, does that somehow negate what you said?
See, I was not seeking out TV. TV was seeking out me.
Oh,
and
we just happened to cross
paths. Obviously not for looks.
Oh, that's why I'm on radio, man. Good face for it.
Hammer.
But first test. Great test. Bit of wasting time though going on there as well. Punter, he was having a go.
Well, I didn't know that you were allowed to exchange gloves. I'm going to do that in a Bashers game.
Because our gloves are getting a bit ratty.
Yeah, we're getting ratty. After five overs, if I last 5 overs, I'm going to request new gloves.
The prediction is fifth test, Australia will win.
What do you think the anti-basher will think of that?
Wonderful, here we go.
Drinks break.
What's happening in the world? Tell me.
Tell me, Globetrotter.
Okay, here we are. Training on the 13th. When's that? Next Thursday?
No, that's drinks. Thursday drinks at the booth.
Tomorrow.
Following training.
Lovely.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Probably today.
So get your ass down to, where is
just
it?
Just say every Thursday.
The Big Bamboo?
The Big Bamboo.
And
Nanyang Lu.
But Filthy is having a Kakadu dinner there as well.
Same night?
Later.
Later.
Dinner.
Get priorities, mate. Come on. Let's go.
Training.
On the 20th, we're having the sizzling summer quiz on the Thursday night. There's no training that night.
Is that versus the Pudong Power or not?
Well,
if they turn up, they turn up.
Because I heard Kepa Doosits into it.
They've been invited, mate.
The Draft Bears are going for a ham bone.
So let's see what happens.
A ham bone.
Oh, that's an American.
That's four strikes in bowling.
Oh, yeah.
Which I got from Captain Cranky's.
I think that might be a question.
Does anybody need a beer?
Moving on.
Drinks break.
The Friday after, on the 28th, we're doing the Geisha's croquet evening. You know what that is? That's when the girls go out and do their own thing, and we...
Which they can if they want to.
And we quickly get loose on a pub crawl.
The pubs, is the circuit set out with the long march? We know what pubs we're going to or not?
Done. Locked in. Let's move on.
Oh, I'm sorry. The sisters.
We're all married or engaged or have girlfriends. It's not wise.
Well, circus is not anymore.
So, please, let's get involved.
Date again, one more time.
The 28th of, what are we in, July? August, here we go. But please, next Thursday, let's go. The quiz.
Oh, big one.
It's a massive
and
one.
And Tommy's not here anymore, so you've taken the reins again there.
I haven't started yet, so I don't have any clues for you.
Except for the...
have any clues, I have no clue.
Ham bone. Well, the ham bone.
And who let the dogs out?
Let's get social and get involved.
Well, what comes after that? Let's look into the future. Crystal ball.
The 30th, double header.
Oh, well,
massive.
There's lots of cricket coming up.
It's a massive double header.
Basically, don't plan anything for September. It's all taken care of.
I'll plan nothing. Only cricket.
Absolutely.
And then
a couple of social events. There's a bit of a curry night at some point.
Curry night, yes, there is, and we're...
Can I say something about the curry night? I've never been to Masala, right?
You should. Is it good? It's wonderful.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're a sponsor, the best curry in town.
Yeah, talk it up. You loving it?
Absolutely.
We're loving it.
And...
And what else have we got? There's a big one coming up later in September.
Bash's Family Day.
Oh. Let's get family.
No, it's massive. Huh?
We are.
We this year. Family. This year. We are family. It's massive.
Can you give us any hints yet, or
is it?
He's got done nothing blue.
Nah, it's gonna be waves. It's gonna be sand. It's gonna be barbecue.
So we're gonna be wet.
Wet
on the inside and on the outside.
Wet and wild.
Oh,
very nice.
And it's going to be all for the families, though. Not for us, for the families, the wives, girlfriends, the factos, and the kids.
We're going to have to share it.
That's all it's for. Not about us, it's for the kids, the factos, and the wives, and it's poor people who put up with us every Sunday. They go out and play cricket. This day's for them. It's going to be massive. So.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem.
Massive.
Well, you've heard the drinks break. Well, you haven't, but you will have.
if you remember.
But we'd like to say that
the Night Watchman coming up.
Yes.
Game-wise,
we've got the Santa Fe Sixes on the 23rd of August.
That's big.
And then we've got a game
every weekend after that.
Every weekend in September.
What? In September.
There's cricket on. There's most of them double headers.
Oh no!
I'm thinking rugby league grand finals. Yeah. What I need to do is put out an announcement right now. All cricketers, all bashers, all hands on deck. September is when you play.
I'm playing every game.
Sometimes they're happening at two games at the same time.
This is when you got to bring it. And we're playing at the new ground. Lots of excitement. Get amongst it.
Why Gao Chao?
It's been whispered. It's coming into fruition. All the information, everything you might need, www.vasharycc.org is the website. Go there and you'll find everything you need. Also, we want to thank, as always, our sponsors who will let all of this happen every year. Big Bamboo, great sports bar, great ownership, great beers, just beer.
Great beer from?
Just beer, providing the beers. Kooka Pies.
Providing our...
Kooka Pies.
Masala Art. Good Indian food down on Dagulu.
Get there.
And
Minute Maid and Coke, Bottlers of China, doing a great job. And
Bottlers of China? They bottle the whole thing?
Well, they bottle everything that's Coke related in China. And I have to say that they are also our prime movers and pushers into the million tree project. Which is our charity of choice.
And you'll be hearing a lot more about that in broadcast to come.
Yes. I just want to put in one plug.
The Woodstocks plants count in the million tree project.
Oh, no. Let me just finish. I want to put in one plug.
Okay. Lovely.
A fair question.
I want to put in a plug for the social director. We've got lots of social...
Social things
coming up.
Which you'll hear in the drinks break just before.
There you go.
You know what? The anti-basher, happy birthday.
Let's give him a call.
Happy birthday.
Let's give him a call right now.
But that segue is okay.
Hello.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, anti-basher. Happy birthday to you.
Well done, Mikey.
Thank you, mate.
Yeah, happy birthday, Mr. Anti-Basher.
Yeah, you're now officially old enough to sleep with those 16-year-old boys.
Oh!
Oh, you don't know how happy that makes me.
Welcome back. We're looking forward to thrashing the pants off you at a game in the near future.
Okay, that would be a first, wouldn't it?
Mikey, just explain to us what the score was in the last game, the Hot Dogs against K2.
We didn't have many players.
Can you explain
to me what the score was the last time the Hot Dogs played the Bashers?
We don't remember.
Should we remember?
No, next question.
Oh, you're breaking up.
Well, you're old enough. You're breaking out now, aren't you?
We'll
go off air and we'll let you know when you get that acne cream, mate.
Take care,
Mikey.
Bye.
Happy birthday, mate. Happy birthday.
See
ya. Okay.
Okay. We always finish with the limerick.
Bowling at the death, here we are.
Bowling at the death.
Are you going to go around and thank everyone?
Oh, I don't know if you deserve any thanks, but I'll thank you.
We've come out.
Thank you, Birchett. Thank you, Lucy.
Divorce here.
Thank you, divorce.
Hi, this is Casey.
I want to say something about that. Can I say something just quickly?
Okay, just quickly.
I just called my
girlfriend
5 minutes before the surprise party, and she's fine that I'm not going to be there. And she also is happy that she's getting a surprise party.
So it's not all...
You just got a surprise party!
Are you having a laugh?
Oh, my God.
No.
She didn't think anyone was going to do nothing.
Oh, it's the
Yes, it is.
I see. Oh. Circus is in the zone. He knows how long these things take to edit by virtue.
You guys made me get drunk.
You got no
fear. It's not my fault.
Ha!
You know what I'm like when I drink the happy juice?
No, he's planting the seeds of doubt.
Lee May, it's not my fault.
Anyway, do you want the limerick?
Yeah, limerick!
We'll kick off with the limerick. This one's for you.
All right, here we go.
You are a class act, might I say.
It's all Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, I know. All right, we'll kick off the limerick. Sam, class act. There once was a basher called Sam. The ball, there is where I am. He got quite rural one night and went looking for a fight. But he finished all handbags and glam.
Oh, dear.
Oh, rural. It's good to be back, isn't it?
Oh, I can be almost on fire.
It's good to be back, but it's good to be banned from iTunes again.
Yeah, we were banned before.
This
shit should be on the podcast.
Nah, I'm not getting my cock out with you here.
All you got to do is give me a hard on, and I will show you.
No. Fucking why am I giving you a fucking hard on?
Last time.
You're
going to wake me up,
I love
it. What a rural cat.